Chairs No Waiting, episode number 693, Meetup, Mistakes, and Fixes. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers, and you can believe it or not, you can pick up jars of Miracle Salve. That's right. Weavers has Miracle Salve to help you with all your poison ivy, athlete's foot, prickly rash, all kinds of those things. Head over to Weavers and check that out. And while you're over there, you might want to check out some of the Weavers items. You got a Weavers t-shirt, a long sleeve t-shirt, and a hat. So you can show your love. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer for episode number 693 is Eric Self, and the High Sheriff of Mayberry, the High Sheriff of Two Chairs No Waiting for episode number 693 is his daughter, Merrick. Merrick Self as well. So thank you to the Selfs for not being selfish and helping support the podcast. It's great to have you with us. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is always fun to just get together and talk about the Andy Griffith Show. This week, as I said, the title is going to be Meetup, Mistakes, and Fixes. Well, it wasn't too many mistakes, but it certainly got called out on me. We're going to say this up front. The Mayberry Meetup, the 10th annual Mayberry Meetup, is coming up this weekend in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So if you'd like to be a part of it, head over to the show notes for the podcast. There's a link there that'll take you to information. It actually takes you to a Google Doc that's got all kinds of information on there and a registration link, a link to the schedule. It's got all that kind of stuff there. But you really need to sign up if you can so that we know who all's coming. Right now, I have 167 people that have signed up that they're coming. Doesn't cost you anything to come. We might take up a love offering while we're there. You can help keep this podcast going. It's a lot of fun, a relaxing weekend in Mount Airy, North Carolina. We gather outside at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn in the evenings and watch episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. On Sunday morning, we're going to have a Mayberry Bible study as well. And this year we have a guest speaker, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. Yeah. You just have to show up to find out, but you don't have to listen to me. You get to listen to somebody else. So it'll be a lot of fun. So I'm really looking forward to the weekend, and hopefully you hear this while the podcast is new and you might be able to come. And if not, maybe you can go to one of the other many Mayberry events that are going to be happening throughout the country, or come to Mayberry Meetup next year. Because Lord willing, we'll be there. So I wanted to make sure you knew about that. So, okay. So now let's head and I don't know if I want to do mistakes first or no. I'll hold off on a few mistakes because that's the fixes. But let's hear first. Last week I did the podcast about what was it about last week? I did the podcast last week about Mayberry and how you can learn from it. And Mayberry celebrates America. And I went through that, and it was a fun episode. I enjoyed it a lot. And I got a couple of emails about it. But one of the things I saw right away, which was amazing to me, was a post. Because it was actually called Mayberry Celebrates America. It was episode number 692. And I had a really nice post from a fella named Dennis Rush. And Dennis Rush, he wrote, "Thanks, Alan. A great memory and one of the best history lessons ever, Howie Pruitt." Now, if you don't remember, Dennis is the actor who played Howie Pruitt, Opie's buddy, on the Andy Griffith Show. So not only did he take time to write that nice message there that he left on Facebook for me, but I also got this from him, and I think you'll enjoy this.
"Hey, Alan, Dennis Rush calling from San Diego. Thank you so much for letting Opie and his Mayberry men be a part of your 4th of July special on Two Chairs No Waiting. Andy Discovers America was my first and my favorite episode with the Andy Griffith family, and I remember as though it was yesterday. It was not really acting to sit and listen and be mesmerized by Andy and his amazing story. He captured all of us, including Barney. My best wishes are with you and all of your family for a great summer. With any luck, we'll all be able to get together for Mayberry Days in September. Take good care, my friend.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you so much for taking time to do that. That is so, it's just absolutely awesome. Now, if you can't remember what he looks like, if you're watching the actual podcast, I'll show you. This is Howie Pruitt. He's Opie's buddy. Remember, he was the one that they were doing the newspaper together as well. So that's him. He's been to Mayberry Days a few times. A great guy. I've gotten so, it's been so much fun getting to know him over the last few years. And, 1 year, even, Dennis and Keith Thibodeau, who played, Johnny Paul Jason, who were both on the episode when Asa was hanging himself with the, thing in Barney's, or when Barney was hanging himself with Asa's, neck brace thing in, traction device on that episode where he's trying to gain weight. Remember? So Howie and Johnny Paul were two of the boys that were looking through the window and seeing him hang himself out there. They were actually kind enough that they were both at Mayberry Days, and during Colonel Tim's, they came running out on the stage to me and said, Mr. Floyd. And they whispered to me. I said, what? And they goes, yeah. And basically they were telling me, I said, no. And they said, no, that can't be true. Barney's not hanging himself. And then they walked over to the edge of the stage and grabbed the curtain and pulled it back. And there was Barney standing there with that thing around his neck with a newspaper in his hand. And he pulled it down. What's wrong with you boys? You never seen a man read a newspaper before? And they ran off the stage. Oh, what great troopers they were. And what fun it was to be a part of that. And, thank them both. And thank Dennis, for taking time to call in. I mean, he wrote in and then he called in. My goodness. It was like Christmas here, 4th of July. So thanks for that. We've gotten a few emails and things as well. We got another voicemail, but it's related to an email. So, we'll go ahead and hit this one first because this is the mistake and correction and stuff. So I got an email first. This is from, Jeff Thu. He said he just got through listening to the podcast that posted yesterday, which was the 4th of July week. So it was the 5th of July. Entertaining content. Point of clarification. It was mentioned that Barney said he gave the septic tank to his parents in Andy's rich girlfriend. It was actually mentioned in Barney's first car when he was waiting for Mrs. Lash to arrive. Okay, so that was a correction I got from him, which is exactly true. And I might as well go ahead and play the voicemail too, because this is also getting on to me for that. But let me play it.
Hi, Alan. It's Maria Talera from Harrisburg, North Carolina. The article you were reading about the septic tank that Barney bought for his parents and it being a true story, it gave the wrong episode that the conversation took place in. That episode actually, that episode actually took place in Barney's first car when Barney and Andy were sitting on the porch waiting for Mrs. Lesh to bring the car. So have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
And she's exactly right. And so is Jeff. And so are any of the rest of you who wrote me. I just only captured those two. So let me try to tell you that was completely my mistake. Because I was doing some stuff on the fly during the episode instead of reading the whole thing. So this all comes from, if you go to, the website for imayberry.com, if you go there, there's a section of the website that's called Ask the Writer. And in that section, that's when the conversation about the septic tank is brought up. So let me read the entire thing for you so that you can see what was actually said. So the question originally was, it says in episode number 67, Andy's rich girlfriend. That's the reason I ended up saying it was that episode. It doesn't actually say that in this story, but it was my mistake, but I'm glad I get to clear it up. So in the episode, Andy's rich girlfriend, Andy said that the Model A that he and Barney were driving to New Orleans broke down into Queen Junction. Is that an actual town? So then the answer came back from Everett Greenbaum. And he said, this is an actual town. And in fact, the town where my wife grew up, the name came from De Queen Wilhelmina of Holland. The Queen, Wilhelmina of Holland, once visited the small village and celebrated they celebrated this marvelous happening by naming itself DeQueen. Other towns nearby tried to get on the bandwagon, and one called itself Queen of Holland, and the other, another, Queen Junction, and even one simply Nina. Another town nearby is, I'm not sure I'm going to say this right, it's Derrick's, D-I-E-R-K-S, Derrick's, where my wife Diane went to school. So this was from Everett Greenbaum. So this is where the mistake happened, because then the next part of this is from Harvey Bullock. Now, Harvey's talking about, he's going into detail about this story. He says, there's more to the story. Everett's wife came from the plainest background back in the hills, no indoor plumbing, catching the milk wagon to get to school, etc. But she was a lady determined to get an education, so she came to Los Angeles and got a job as a doctor's receptionist. Every night she was at school or at the library. That's when Everett had, unknowingly, a stroke of luck. He took sick and made an appointment with the doctor, and yep, you guessed it. His wife says that she first saw Everett, she knew immediately she was going to marry him. Isn't that nice? Harvey goes on to say, now, most of you will recall that wonderful dialogue between Andy and Barney on the front porch where Barney casually states he's finally found a present to give his parents. They're hard to buy for, he says, but he found a very right thing. And Andy asks him what it was. And Barney says, a septic tank. And Andy says, you're a good son, Barn. You're a good son, Barn. Barney replies, I try. Well, this actually happened. Everett gave his in-laws back in DeQueen a complete septic tank, and they still marvel at it. So that was the story I was trying to tell, but I cut part of the story off. So I saw that it talked about rich girlfriend and then talked about this other. That was my mistake. So that was actually in Barney's First Car, is the name of the episode. So definitely go and check that out. I know it is. It's in season 3 of the Andy Griffith Show. It's episode number 90 of the Andy Griffith Show. So you can go and check that out yourself and listen to that. Why not? We can just hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Last big buy I made was my mom's and dad's anniversary present.
What'd you get them?
Septic tank.
For the anniversary?
Yeah. Oh, they're really hard to buy for. Besides, it was something they could use. I'm really thrilled. 2 tons of concrete, all steel reinforced.
You're a fine son, Mark.
Try.
Thank you, Barney. I didn't mean to call Barney a horse there, but that was straight from Barney. Talking about that, and the fun thing there in my mind is that it actually happened. Everett Greenbaum actually bought his in-laws back in DeQueen a complete septic tank. So there you go. Congratulations. I think that's what the story was supposed to be. I messed up on which episode it was. Thank you for the corrections. I don't like to get things wrong because it makes it hard to correct later when people have heard the wrong information. So thank you very much for the catch and for helping me make sure I got that corrected. Okay, so I really do, honestly, I appreciate that a lot. Let's see. So we had another email. Now, this is an email that I wanted to read to you. This is from Chris. It's from Chris. I'll just say Chris. I'm having a hard time with names tonight. All right. He wrote in about the Andy Griffith Show in education, because I had mentioned last week on that episode that Andy Griffith Show is an educational program. You know, that's what I said, because you can learn all kinds of history. So he said, hello again. Thank you for sharing my previous email with listeners in a recent listener feedback episode. I just finished episode number 692 of Two Chairs, and I enjoyed the topic for this episode, and it prompted me to share these thoughts with you. I'm an elementary school teacher and have taught social studies for 13 years. In Virginia's fourth graders learn Virginia history, which involves a great deal of American history. There are lots of facts and dates the students must learn in the course. When I began teaching social studies, I adopted an Andy Griffith style approach for my lessons and the delivery I would provide. I would have students read along with me from the textbook, and usually a couple of paragraphs at a time. Then I would stop reading to summarize what was just read. I attempted to emulate Andy's storytelling style to make my content more easily understood by 9 and 10-year-olds. At the risk of sounding like a braggart, I must say that the approach has been very helpful for the children. They've loved being in my social studies class and consistently did well on the state standardized test for the course. I've always thought that if I were to become a guidance counselor, I would create lessons and programs based on the Andy Griffith Show. There's so many great lessons for adults and children alike. And he said he's even found a few websites that have been created for lessons about the Andy Griffith Show. Thank you for your continued production of the podcast. Take care, Chris. So, Chris, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I'm glad. Isn't that nice? I would have loved to have had a teacher that that really worked at doing that. My history teacher read from the history book. So it's pretty nice. We've got one last one, and this is when I want to help get some help from you. This is another email that I got that I think you might be able to help because you tend to know more than I do. Now, this is from in our chat room. They show up as Therapeutic and Nip It in the Bud. So they're in our chat room often. They had a question. They said, hello, we've got a question. We were watching some of the Andy Griffith Show episodes and started to wonder, is it ever really clear or shown in an episode where Helen and Thelma Lou were introduced to each other or meet on their own? Was there ever an episode like that? It's weighing on our minds. Great job, as always, on Monday nights for the live show. It's our favorite time of the week. Thank you very much for that. All right, so to the best of my memory, there was not ever an episode where Thelma Lou and Helen met. There's a lot of, you know, that would be, boy, you could really do some nice fan fiction based around that, right? Because, of course, Barney was dating Thelma Lou, Andy's dating Helen, their best buds. You know they're going to double date. Maybe that's how they met. Maybe they met on an actual double date. Wouldn't that be kind of a neat story to find out what happens? If you guys have any knowledge, I don't, of how they actually met, that was never talked about on the show that I can remember. And I think I would remember that, you know, but that I can just see that happening, that maybe that's how they met one another through Andy and Barney. Of course, Mayberry's a small town, so they might have likely met anyway. It's not that big a town. And she was a teacher, so it's possible that people would know who the teachers are in the schools, even if they don't have children. I don't know. You got any thoughts on that? I'd love to hear them. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear that. Love to hear it. All right, guys. That's all the mistakes and what did I say the name of it is? Meetup Mistakes and Fixes. So hopefully I fixed the mistake. Now that you've been able to hear that, and I've hit a few of the highlights of some people that had written in. I had some more voicemails and things, but honestly, I just ran out of time and couldn't get to them. So if you've written or called in, I'll get to them eventually, guys. Thank you. There were some callers that called in and left their mailing address and phone numbers and everything in the voicemail. Don't do that. 'Cause if I hadn't caught it, I could have just played it here and everybody would know your voicemail or your email address and everything. So don't do that. So thank you very much again for everybody that takes time to write or call in. I really do appreciate it. All right, guys, it is time to play some Mayberry trivia, right? So let's get the Mayberry background music going. Let's see. There we go. So it's time for some trivia. So get out your pencils, put on your thinking cap. And let's play some Mayberry trivia. Are you ready? Here we go. Question number one. It's true or false, as always, nearly. Andy received a black eye from a guy named Al. Andy received a black eye from a guy named Al. Okay. One last read, and we'll see if there's any answers. Andy received a black eye from a guy named Al. The answer is true. That is true. All right. How'd you do? Did you get it? You had a 50-50 chance, even if you didn't know. All right. Number two. How much was a parking fine in Mayberry? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. How much was a parking fine in Mayberry? I wonder if that's always the case. I see the answer here. I just don't know this. How much is a parking fine in Mayberry? The answer is the fine is $2. I see in the chat room, Indiana Steve got it right. South Carolina Cody, good job. If you'd like to be a part of the chat room, guys, you can join us on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time at live.2chairsnowaiting.com. And you can be a part of the chat room as well. And just enjoy yourself and have fun. Question number three. By the way, Jim Sherrill is in our chat room, and Jim Sherrill is Mayberry Days trivia champion. So if he tells me the answer and it's different than on my little card, he wins. Number three, here we go. Who referred to Andy and Barney as a couple of squirts? Who referred to Andy and Barney as a couple of squirts? All right, think about that for just a second. Who referred to Andy and Barney as a couple of squirts? All right, I don't see anybody just jumping on this one super fast. The answer is, Lynn Thomas got right, Al, Daphne's friend Al. Folks in the chat room are jumping in. They got it. Good job, guys. Daphne's friend, the fun girl, hello, doll. That one, her friend Al. Couple of squirts. All right, number four. All right, this is a multiple choice one, but I don't think I ought to give you multiple choice. I think you should be able to get this. Who was the town choir director? Who was the town choir director? Here we go. Who was the town choir director?
Me they are. I owe you, I owe you.
Well, that made me, I had to clear my throat. Who was the town choir director? The answer is John Masters. John Masters. How did you do? Did you get that? Folks in the chat room were getting it. John Masters. And he also worked over, you guys know that one, right? At the hotel. He worked at the hotel. All right. Number five. It's true or false again. Andy voted for Ellie in the city council election. True or false? Andy voted for Ellie in the city council election. True or false? I wonder why Andy wasn't having to run for sheriff in that same election. They must have a lot of elections there. All right. Andy voted for Ellie in the city council elections. Oh, there's a lot of folks in the chat room saying false, but according to my card, it's true. So Jim Sherrill, he's the tiebreaker in the thing. He says it's false that Andy didn't vote for her in the city council elections. Oh, well, now there's controversy. So I thought he said he was going to vote for Ellie, you know, when he's on the courthouse steps or on the steps of the hotel or something across the street from the hotel, from the courthouse. This says true, but I've got to question the answer here. I'm going to set this one to side, and we'll get back on that one. So, because Jim says false. So let's think about this. All right. So everybody go and watch that episode, Ellie for Council, and let's see what happens in that episode. I need you guys to do that. All right, number six. What store owner had himself arrested intentionally on Christmas Eve? What store owner had himself arrested intentionally on Christmas Eve? All right, I think this one's pretty easy. What store owner had himself intentionally arrested on Christmas Eve? The answer is, right over my shoulder, Weaver. Ben Weaver. Ben Weaver did it at weaversdepartmentstore.com. That's Ben. All right, number 4, 5, 6. What number am I on? 5, 4, 5, 6, 7. Number 7. No, number 8. Number 8. I'm not going to answer that one. Let's do another. This one's too easy. This is wrong. It says, what female ran for a position on city council? We just went through that one, so we know that's Ellie, so I'm not going to ask that one. Let's go on to the next question. Who said, and this is very hard for me, who said everybody back on the truck? Who said everybody back on the truck? It's very hard because I'm trying not to read it in a voice. Who said everybody back on the truck? And the answer is Briscoe, darling. Who said everybody back on the truck? Everybody back on the truck. You know, you got to sing it. I don't know how you even read this question without doing that, but it was Briscoe, darling. Briscoe, darling. How did Andy know that there was nothing wrong with Goober's eyes? How did Andy know that there was nothing wrong with Goober's eyes? I love these because they just make you think of this stuff. So now, again, I expect you guys to go and see if Andy voted for. Maybe Peter in our chat room can ask his mother if Andy voted for her. Maybe that's what we could do. All right. Did you give me the answer? How did Andy know that there was nothing wrong with Goober's eyes? The answer is because he was a sheriff. You a teacher. Oh, I love that. All right, let's go. All right, here we go. This is the last question. Who wanted to buy Gilly's car? Who wanted to buy Gilly's car? All right. Who wanted to buy Gilly's car? They're getting it in the chat room. All right. The answer is, this should be multiple choice, but I didn't give you that because who wanted to buy Gilly's car? Hey, you know, Andy, I just might buy this car. It was Floyd. Floyd was thinking about, I'm thinking about buying this car. I heard it. It sounded like a sneeze. All right, how did you do, guys? How'd you do on the questions? We will revisit Miss Ellie. Then Andy, let me pull that card so I can have it here and I'll remind myself. We're going to check that answer out and we'll get back next week with the correct answer for certain. We got several people in the chat room are saying that it was never actually specified for certain if he actually did vote. But he was definitely in favor of her. I know that much because he finally learned his lesson and went and said good things. All right, guys, that is all we have for you tonight. Spirit Walker is still recovering from his house, getting struck by lightning, that he's in the process of recovering. He is in our chat room. So he's okay. Everything's going all right. He's fighting with the insurance company. So returning to Mayberry will return at some point in the future, as will Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. So we'll have both of those going on. Hopefully you haven't been too disappointed that it was just me talking all week. So we're looking forward to seeing some of you guys at the Mayberry meetup if you can make it. Definitely hope you're able to. I want to remind you that the Mayberry Man, the series, is raising funds right now to try and make a new movie. To do it again. We're going to do this again. I mean, not a movie, a new TV series, the series. So they've raised about half of the funding so far. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, you can head over and do that. There's a link in the show notes for that about supporting Mayberry Man, the series. I definitely would encourage you to do that if you're able. We definitely would like to see that happen. And I think you'd really enjoy being a part of it, and just I don't know, I it's going to be a lot of fun doing this stuff, I think. So hopefully you'll be there with us. But you can go to Mayberry Man. You can just go to it, and it'll take you to the link. But there's a link in our show notes as well at mayberryman.com. You can go there, and it will take you to the link location. So you can donate if you'd like to the Mayberry Man movie. If that's something you want to do, don't want to be pushy on that, but not movie, Mayberry Man, the series, you can do that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to being able to do the supporting it. Let's see here. I'm trying to look and see. They've raised about half the money so far, about 100,000 of the 200,000 goal. They're at about, they're at $103,000 right now. They've still got 20 days left. There's all kinds of perks. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can be a part and actually have different levels. So you can make sure you get the episodes on DVD. You can get a t-shirt. You can download seasons. There's lots of different things you can do. There's even a thing you can go, which I think is pretty cool. If you donate, I think it's $250, you can call action on a scene. So there'll be a scene going on, and you get to be the one that tells the actors, action. And if we mess up several times, you get to do it multiple times. And I can almost guarantee that could happen. So, but there's several little extras like that that might be fun for you. Go and check it out. The link is in our show notes, and I think you will, it'll be something you would enjoy being part of if you're able to be. If you're not, I completely understand it. Thanks again to everybody for showing up and being here with me. It's always a lot of fun to be here in Mayberry and visit with you and talk Andy Griffith Show and just have some fun. Hopefully this episode, hopefully we were able to make you smile, make you laugh, and just make your day a little bit better. That's the main goal. So until next time, guys, we'll see you at the Mayberry Meetup, or we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs No Waiting. Have a great week. Good night, everybody.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.